Week 4, Wednesday readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth, serve the Lord with gladness. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth, serve the Lord with gladness. O God, creation's secret force, yourself unmoved, all motion's source, who from the moon till evening ray, through all its changes, guide the day, grant us, when this short life is past, the glorious evening that shall last, that by a holy death attained, eternal glory may be gained. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one, may every tongue and nation raise an endless song of thankful praise. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. Psalm 102. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, all my being bless his holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. It is he who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion, who fills your life with good things, renewing your youth like an eagle's. The Lord does deeds of justice, gives judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, and his deeds to Israel's sons. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My soul, give thanks to the Lord, and never forget all his blessings. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. Psalm 102 continued. The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. His wrath will come to an end, he will not be angry for ever. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our faults. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so strong is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. For he knows of what we are made, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flowers like the flower in the field, the wind blows and he is gone, and his place never sees him again. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works. Psalm 102 concluded. But the love of the Lord is everlasting upon those who hold him in fear. His justice reaches out to children's children when they keep his covenant in truth, when they keep his will in their mind. The Lord has set his sway in heaven, and his kingdom is ruling over all. Give thanks to the Lord, all his angels, mighty in power, fulfilling his word, who heed the voice of his word. Give thanks to the Lord, all his hosts, his servants who do his will. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works. In every place where he rules, my soul, give thanks to the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works. Make me grasp the way of your precepts, Lord. I will meditate on your wonders. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 5. You will not be expecting us to write anything to you, brothers, about times and seasons, since you know very well that the day of the Lord is going to come like a thief in the night. It is when people are saying how quiet and peaceful it is that the worst suddenly happens, as suddenly as labour pains come on a pregnant woman, and there will be no way for anybody to evade it. But it is not as if you live in the dark, my brothers, for that day to overtake you like a thief. No, you are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to darkness, so we should not go on sleeping, as everyone else does, but stay wide awake and sober. Night is the time for sleepers to sleep, and drunkards to be drunk, but we belong to the day, and we should be sober. Let us put on faith and love for a breastplate, and the hope of salvation for a helmet. God never meant us to experience the retribution, but to win salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that, alive or dead, we shall still live united to him. So give encouragement to each other, and keep strengthening one another, as you do already. We appeal to you, my brothers, to be considerate to those who are working amongst you, and are above you in the Lord as your teachers. Have great respect and affection for them, because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves, and this is what we ask you to do, brothers. Warn the idlers, give courage to those who are apprehensive, care for the weak, and be patient with everyone. Make sure that people do not try to take revenge. You must all think of what is best for each other and for the community. Be happy at all times, pray constantly, and for all things give thanks to God, because this is what God expects you to do in Christ Jesus. Never try to suppress the Spirit or treat the gifts of prophecy with contempt. Think before you do anything. Hold on to what is good, and avoid every form of evil. May the God of peace make you perfect and holy, and may you all be kept safe and blameless, spirit, soul, and body, for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. God has called you, and he will not fail you. Pray for us, my brothers. Greet all the brothers with the holy kiss. My orders in the Lord's name are that this letter is to be read to all the brothers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Responsory from 1 Thessalonians. God never meant us to experience the retribution, but to win salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we should live united to him. God has taken us out of the power of darkness and created a place for us in the kingdom of the Son that he loves, so that we should live united to him. A reading from the treatise by Diadochus of Photike on perfection. To distinguish good from evil without error is a light of true knowledge. For then the way of justice, which leads the Spirit towards the Son of justice, brings it into the infinite illumination of knowledge, because henceforth it seeks resolutely for love. Indeed, those who struggle most ceaselessly maintain calmness of thought. Thus the mind will be able to discriminate between the suggestions which pass through it, and will place those which are good and come from God in the treasure house of memory, while it will eject from this natural reservoir those which are evil and come from the devil. When the sea is calm, fishermen perceive the movement of its depths to such a point that hardly any of the creatures which move along its tracts escapes them. But when the sea is tossed about by winds, it hides in its sombre movement what it readily reveals in the smiling surface of its tranquillity. And then we see that the art of those who practice the wiles of fishing is of no effect. To the Holy Spirit alone does it belong to purify the spirit. For unless the strong man comes in to despoil the thief, the spoils will be by no means recovered. We must therefore, by all possible means, and especially through peace of soul, offer a resting place for the Holy Spirit, in order to have the lamp of knowledge always shining in us. For if it shines endlessly in the innermost recesses of the soul, not only will all the harsh and sombre insinuations of the demons be shown up, but still more, they will be considerably weakened, confused by this holy and glorious light. For this reason, the Apostle tells us, "Do not quench the Spirit," which means, do not, through your evil deeds and your evil thoughts, grieve the goodness of the Holy Spirit, lest you deprive yourself of the help of this brightness. For what is eternal and life-giving is not extinguished, but its sadness, that is to say, its departure, abandons the Spirit in darkness without the light of knowledge. The spiritual sense is an exact taste of the things which we discern, just as, in fact, through our bodily sense of taste, when we are doing well, we distinguish unmistakably the good from the bad, and desire what is useful, so that in the same way our spirit, when it begins to move vigorously in all quietude, is able to feel in all its fullness the divine consolation, without ever being led astray by whatever is hostile to it. Through the action of love, the Spirit retains an unfading memory of this taste, discerning infallibly what is best, according to the words of St. Paul, "And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent." Responsory. Praise the Lord God at all times, and ask Him to guide your course. Then all you do and all you plan will turn out well. Do what pleases Him at all times in sincerity and with all your strength. Then all you do and all you plan will turn out well. Let us pray. Lord our God, make us love You above all things, and all our fellow men with a love that is worthy of You. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.